This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Hour number two here with the Warrior, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. New York Democrats are holding a outdoor press conference, or I guess earlier today they held an outdoor press conference calling for charges against Governor Cuomo. I mean, this guy's going down like the Hindenburg. And I tweeted out about this earlier today, and I still use that word tweet, but of course I'm not on Twitter anymore, so I posted at all the places where I post, but primarily Parler, and you can find me at Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R.com, Parler.com, and you can find me at Real Wayne Root, at Real Wayne Root. And I posted that there's a reason why normally Democrats never seem to get in trouble. No matter what they do, Democrats never go down. They never have to resign. They never get fired. They never get impeached. They never get recalled. They never go to jail. There's never any criminal charges. Why did Democrats get away with murder? Well, because Democrats are in charge, and the deep state is all a bunch of Democrats, and the D.C. swamp is all a bunch of Democrats, and so Democrats get away with murder. But in this one case, why is Cuomo in so much trouble? Well, first of all, this is not your typical Democrat corruption. This is not about money. This is about literally murder. Of 10,000 plus, I mean, it ranges from 10,000 to 15,000. I'm not sure what the right number is, but let's just call it about 10,000 old people who died because Cuomo put this idiotic rule in place that they had, if they, you know, they had to go back from the hospital to the nursing home, even if they weren't ready, even if they still had COVID. It didn't matter because he had to create space in the nursing home. And he didn't have to do that because Trump sent him that gigantic Navy ship. And the Navy ship could have held thousands of patients, and it was empty. There was never anybody there. I don't think they ever had a patient. Or maybe they had one patient, you know? And it was just empty. It just sat there empty. There was no reason in the world why the old people had to go back to their nursing homes. So, first of all, this involves, you know, literally, if not murder, manslaughter. Let's call it manslaughter. This was sending people to their deaths. It was an irresponsible decision. It was a terrible decision. And nobody changed it even once they saw how bad things were going. And nobody ever wanted to, you know, take credit for it. Nobody ever wanted to admit it was their fault. It was Cuomo's fault. Nobody wanted to admit the numbers. They hid the numbers. They wouldn't get in even more trouble. They tried to deny and lie and obfuscate, as they say. Just, you know, try and move the ball so nobody sees what really happened. So that's number one. And number two is Cuomo himself is one of the most horrible, disgusting, vile, vicious people in the history of American politics. Here's a guy that literally every time you hear about him or see him, he's acting like the Godfather. You know, he's acting like John Gotti. He is a screamer. He is an abuser, verbal abuser. He is a threatener. He is an intimidator. He's a thug from the mafia. It's like a capo. And it's not, I'm not saying that because his last name is Italian, or he is Italian. Because, you know, look, I'm a Jew, grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, and for all intents and purposes, you know, I am Italian-Jewish, right? I mean, I'm just, it's nature versus nurture. My nature was Jewish. I was born Jewish. My nurture was Italian. I was around nothing but Italians my whole life. I love them, and I consider myself to be adopted Italian. And actually, the Italian-American Club of Las Vegas held an entire event. It was the most well-attended event in the history of the Italian-American Club. It was a mob scene, standing room only, to see Wayne Root knighted. Oh, you know, it was called the Italianization of Wayne Allen Root. So, look, I am Italian for all intents and purposes and grew up with nothing but Italians and love them. That is not a slight against Italians to say that Cuomo acts like a mafia thug, because he does. He acts like the Godfather from the movie. So he has intimidated people. He has berated people. He has abused people for years and years and years. I've heard these stories, not rumors, real stories of what a horrible person he is. And if he doesn't like you, he'll destroy you. He doesn't threaten to take your job away. He does. He doesn't threaten to ruin your life. He does. You know, and if you've seen movies about bullies, you know, whenever a guy is a bully and he holds sway over a town or a country, and then one day weakness comes out, and then everybody surrounds the bully and they kill him, right? You know, you saw that with Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. You saw it with, I think his name was Ceausescu in Yugoslavia. These guys rule with an iron fist. They're the most important person in the world. They are God himself for 20 years. And then one day, when there's a weakness and everybody senses that you're through, they surround you and they beat you to death and they kill you and they drag your body into the town square and desecrate it. Mussolini, another one like that. Mussolini, Ceausescu, in Libya, Gaddafi, and I'm sure there's been many others. So my point to you is very simple. Cuomo has been this bully for years, the bully of New York. And he is intimidated, and he is threatened, and he is browbeaten, and he is abused. And according to women who've come out now, he's sexually harassed for decades, as he was one of the power players in New York. And they're surrounding the bully now because everybody senses weakness. And when they surround you, they kick you, and they beat you, and they stab you to death, and they hit you with a baseball bat. That's what's not physically, obviously. In America, we don't do that physically. But that's what is happening politically to Cuomo. Everybody's after him now, including every Democrat, because New York isn't run by Republicans. New York's run 100% by Democrats. So it was always Cuomo, and all the people he berated weren't Republicans. They were Democrats. So he's got no help from anyone. He has no friends. Everyone's beating this guy to death now, metaphorically. Everybody's coming out from the shadows who's ever been bullied by Andrew Cuomo, and they're giving him a good kick while he's on the ground in the balls, right? Everybody's kicking him in the balls. So he's on the ground, he's getting kicked in every direction, and his career is over. Even Democrats hate this guy with a passion. AOC came out against him. Can you imagine? AOC comes out against a Democrat because, again, AOC is an opportunist. And she knows a perfect moment to act like a populist, right? And to be a woman of the people. Hey, I'm against the guy who's a sexual harasser and a sexual abuser and a verbal abuser and a intimidator and a threatener and a guy who led all these old people to die, innocent old people. Hey, it's a good opening for AOC. She wants to be the governor or the United States senator. I mean, the people in New York are blind, deaf, and dumb. They're all Democrats. So if he's down and he's gone, and she is the one who helped to slay him, she stands a great chance of being the next senator or governor, right? In a state that only votes Democrat. I mean, they're idiots to make her anything. She's a communist. But the end result is Cuomo's gone. I mean, you could sense it. You could feel there's blood in the water. The sharks are circling Cuomo. And they're all Democrat sharks. That's the irony. So I just wanted to explain to people why this is happening. He's such a vicious, vile human being. And he's exacted, you know, his pound of flesh against everyone in the entire Democrat orbit has felt his pain, you know, has felt his intimidation. So now when they get a chance to get rid of him once and for all, believe me, they're all coming out of the woodwork and they realize he can't fight back anymore. He's too weak to fight back. So they're all going to just kick him and hit him with a baseball bat and kick him in the balls. And that's what's happening. It's good old Cuomo. Of course, his office denies his ex-aide's allegations of sexual harassment and him saying we got to play strip poker. And it may or may not be true. I have no idea. May or may not be true. I'm not a big fan of the Me Too movement because I think a lot of them are lying. And maybe this gal is just jumping on the bandwagon, right? She senses weakness. She didn't like him. He was a lousy boss. He was mean. He was vicious to her. He verbally abused her. But he may not have ever sexually harassed her. I have no idea. But she's going to make up that story, and people are going to believe it because everybody's jumping on on Andrew Cuomo now. Mario's the father, of course. Mario Cuomo was the father. Everyone's jumping on Andrew Cuomo. His time is over. He's yesterday's news. His political career is dead as a doornail. And all I could tell you is it's a great example of how bullies always come to an end, always. You know, when they're in charge in their reign of terror, you can't step up against them. But the minute there's a weakness and people sense it, all the people that you stepped on the way up to the top are going to step on you as you hurtle to the bottom. That's what's happening with Andrew Cuomo right now. Let's get back to a topic that I brought up just very briefly in hour number one, and I want to expound on it. The mother of the cop who died after the Capitol riot believes it was a stroke, not a Trump supporter, that killed him. The mother of a Capitol police officer, Brian Sicknick, believes her son may have suffered a fatal stroke during the January 6th riot, but was not hit in the head by a Trump supporter. This is how the media lies to you. The media brings up a lie that this guy was killed by a Trump supporter who hit him in the head with a fire extinguisher. And now it's been, what, almost 2 months. And that narrative got in the media, and that's all anybody knows, is that Trump people murdered a cop. We're not pro-police. We're a bunch of murderers, and we murder cops. And I kept saying never happened. No way it ever happened. There's no way any Trump supporter would ever hurt a police officer. It just wouldn't happen. Very, very, very remote possibility. It was either Antifa or it never was, in fact, someone murdering the guy. It may have been, you know, a natural death during the event. He may have had a heart attack or a stroke. And I said that, and it now appears Sitnik's own family believes it was a stroke. His mother, Gladys Sitnik, 74 years old, says he wasn't hit in the head. No, we think he had a stroke, but we don't know anything for sure. Why not, by the way? Why don't you know anything for sure? It's been 2 months. Didn't you ever have an autopsy? Didn't you ever find out how your son died? I don't get it. But he didn't get hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. And actually, the New York Times issued a correction. But the mainstream media has never said a word about it. Wasn't killed by Trump supporters.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supply. Eyes are limited.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee here, and we are so excited. It is the month of February. That's right. It's all about the love. And what is love if you die young and turn somebody into a widow? That's not real love. Hey, I want you to love yourself. Love yourself. Make this your month to get healthy at the cellular level. Get back your mojo, your power, your strength, your energy, your vitality, and be super healthy. And oh, did I mention? Burn that fat. Man. men, you can lose 30 pounds of fat every 4 weeks. Ladies, 20 pounds of fat every 4 weeks. All you have to do is take a step. That's right. Make the call. Log on to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Or call us at 888-444-8895.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, I don't know if you heard the latest on Tiger Woods, but I mean, the news is just gruesome. The injuries are just gruesome. Horrendous injuries, catastrophic injuries. I don't know if the guy's ever going to play golf again. I don't, you know, you got to hope he can walk again. But, you know human nature. People do amazing things. Tiger's done amazing things. He may actually wind up winning tournaments again. Who knows? It's possible. Highly unlikely, but possible. But his injuries were compared to Ben Hogan. Ben Hogan's one of the great golfers of all time and suffered catastrophic injuries back in, like, 1939, I think it was. Or maybe it was 49. I don't know. See, 39 or 49. I read it this morning. Long, long time ago, before doctors, you know, knew anything they know today, couldn't do anything magical in those days, and they weren't sure he was ever going to walk again. First, they weren't sure he was going to live. Then they weren't sure he'd ever walk again, and he wound up winning, like, 8 more tournaments in a Masters, and he did it while limping in horrible pain. So, you know, you never know, but it's just catastrophic. Dr. Anish Mahajan, Chief Medical Officer and Interim CEO of Harbor UCLA Medical Center, said comminuted, I never heard that name before, comminuted open fractures affecting both the upper and lower portions of the tibia and fibula bones were stabilized by inserting a rod into the tibia. Additional injury to the bones of the foot and ankle were stabilized with a combination of screws and pins. And here's the one that really grosses me out, although that one is too. That's saying, you know, when he says comminuted open fractures, I think he means compound fractures of both the upper and lower portions of the tibia and fibula. That means the bones were sticking through his skin in two places. Oh, my God. Oh, I mean, I consider myself a tough guy and a macho guy. Not when I see things like that. You know, every guy in the world, I think, like, screamed, I want my body, when they saw Joe Theismann and his bone go through in his leg. When Lawrence Taylor sacked him on Monday Night Football and the bone went through his leg. Oh, God. That is not a pretty sight. And I haven't gotten to the bad part yet. Here's what the doctor said. Trauma to the muscle and soft tissue of the leg required surgical release of the covering of the muscles to relieve pressure due to swelling. If you know, as a total layman, what that means to me is his leg muscles were so badly mangled, this guy came close probably to being amputated. This was like when Hogan had his accident, Ben Hogan, in the 1930s and 40s, they would have amputated both Tiger Woods' legs. But because of the modern, the miracle of modern medicine and modern trauma surgery, it sounds like his muscles were all mangled and they were swelling and they couldn't even stay within his skin. So they had to cut the skin open and pull the flaps out and expose it all to the open air. And he's lying in a bed right now with screws and pins and his muscle exposed to the open air of his legs. Oh my gosh. I just can't even believe what kind of accident this guy had. Because they said the interior of the car was completely intact. Completely intact. So it was just the front end was squished, and I guess the ceiling was squished. So I guess the part that got squished landed on his legs and mangled them. Oh, Tiger. Tiger, Tiger, Tiger. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. Well, look, all I could say is whether he was on something or not, either way, we wish him well and we pray for him. And we say a prayer, he makes a recovery. Either way, I wish him well. I watched his, it's so funny, because I never knew much about Tiger. I'm not a golf fan. I just knew he was great. But I watched his life story documentary. I think it's HBO. Whatever it was, I watched it on Netflix. Might have been Netflix documentary, but it could have also been an HBO documentary that I got on Netflix or on Prime. One or the other. And I watched it just a week ago or 2 weeks ago. It was just recently. And it was a two-part series, and I was just fascinated by his life, by his father, knowing that at the age of two or three, he was going to be the greatest golfer ever, and knowing he'd change the world, and knowing he'd have a huge impact on the world as a black kid, you know, who actually can be like a peacemaker and be like a guy, a uniter who brings people together and be one of the great names in the world. And, of course, he went on to become a billionaire and on the lips of everyone's, you know, his name on the lips of everyone in the world, white or black. So he is an amazing guy with a lot of flaws. An amazing guy, a perfect guy, except when he went to Vegas. That kind of sums up what a lot of people are like in this world. Everyone's pretty normal. Everyone's a family man until they get to Vegas. And then he went wild. Then he went nuts. Drugs, women, prostitutes, strippers, you name it. Tiger went nuts in Vegas. And he became a drug addict, basically of pain pills because of all the surgeries. And maybe it happened again. I don't know. Or maybe he was just speeding because he was late. I don't know. Maybe it's a combination of speeding and the pills. I don't know. But I wish him well, and I say prayers for him either way. No one should have that kind of suffering. No one deserves that. Anyway, Wayne Allyn-Root, the warrior. A little bit squeamish when I hear about Tiger's leg injuries. I'm not such a warrior. I'm a wussy. See you in a sec.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of New York is denying his former aide's claims about sexual harassment. Andrew Cuomo's statement references flight manifest data and quotes several officials. He maintains that he never suggested any inappropriate card games with former special advisor Lindsey Boylan. President Biden is touting a new executive order aimed at securing critical supply chains.
The American people should never face shortages in the goods and services they rely on, whether that's their car, or the prescription medicines, or the food at the local grocery store. And remember, the shortages in PPE during the pandemic, that meant we didn't have masks. We didn't have gowns or gloves to protect our frontline healthcare workers.
The president calling it an issue of economic and national security. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root's on fire. More proof, by the way, that conservative Republicans know how to run an economy. No one else does. Texas doing relatively well. Despite the pandemic, Nevada, run by a Democrat, doing relatively badly. California, run by a communist, doing horrible. New York doing horrible. New Jersey doing horrible. Illinois doing horrible. Michigan doing horrible. These are all Marxist Democrats running their states, locking down their states. The people are starving. The business is out of business. But the most conservative state in America is Utah. And the big news story at Fox Business right now, Utah estimates a $1.5 billion budget surplus after a year of COVID. We've been in the worst year in the history of modern America, and Utah, the state, has a $1.5 billion budget surplus. That's my second home, by the way. I spent a lot of time in Park City, Utah. Love Utah. Love Salt Lake City. Love Park City. Love the people of Utah. Love the weather of Utah. Sun's always out, always beautiful. Beautiful background. And the people are religious and spiritual and family-oriented. My gosh, do they know how to run a country? Let's let Utah run America. Wow. Okay, another group that knows money is VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 35 years, Kip Herridge, the founder of VRA, was a leader in the financial industry. Kip worked at the highest levels of Wall Street. He was a money manager for the elite. He raised hundreds of millions of dollars for his clients and their companies. But he grew very negative about all of it because he knew Wall Street was not set up to help the little guy or gal, the little investor, the small investor. All it was helping was the billionaires. And so he grew very negative, and he left Wall Street behind, and he tried to do something for the people, the little guy and gal. In 2003, Kip founded VRA, his daily investment and economic newsletter, and his VRA investing system, unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for just about 19 years now, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. The guy is amazing. I open up every single morning. First thing I do is I open up my emails and I find Kip's newsletter, VRA, and I check out what the prognosis is for today and what are the right stocks and what are the right industries to buy and to invest in. And he'll tell you like it is, man. It doesn't matter if the market goes up or down. Kip knows how to make money. So remember those three little letters, KIP, Kip Herridge, and VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. Kip is like, you know, that lady with the chocolate chip cookies, Mrs. Fields, who used to ask her employees to walk out into a shopping center and give everybody free cookies. The smell used to just drive people crazy, and they had to grab a cookie. They had to eat it. And once they ate it, they had to buy more. So it's brilliant to give it away free because you know that everyone who tastes it for free is going to come back and buy for the next 20 years. Who cares about one free cookie? So Kip, he's doing that same kind of thing. He's offering his VRA membership free for the next 2 weeks because once you try it out for 2 weeks, you'll stay for life. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Kip Herridge is the Mrs. Fields cookies of Wall Street. He's giving away free cookies, free chocolate chip. VRA Insider, 2 weeks free, courtesy of Kip Herridge. Tell him Wayne Root sent you. VRAinsider.com. Now, after that kind of an introduction, we've got Kip's son, Tyler Herridge, is with us, a partner at VRA. A partner now. I like that. VRAinsider.com. Tyler, welcome to Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, Wayne. Thanks for having me again. Great to be here.
All right. Return appearance by Tyler Herridge to let us know what's going on out there in the economy and in Wall Street. Let's start with PPP loans, as in the government's SBA loans for all the small businesses out there. And they've changed all the parameters. And as much as I hate Biden, as much as I despise Biden, as much as I think his administration is basically a Marxist attempt at a communist takeover of the United States, and as much as I hate some of the things he's done with the PPP, he has done one thing that I like. One thing I do like, which is he's made it easier for the absolute smallest businesses, and I've always been a one-man army, right? I'm an independent contractor. I'm Wayne Root. I've got nothing but independent contractors working for me. That type of a situation, now it's easier to get a PPP loan, correct?
That absolutely is, and that's exactly why I thought it was the perfect thing to start this off with tonight. I know you have a lot of listeners who are small business owners, and this just opened today. So now is the time for the smallest of businesses to apply again for the PPP program. It just reopened today for the next 14 days. And it's only this time for businesses with less than 20 employees. Last time, about a year ago, a little less than a year ago now, the previous program was either already out of funding, the bigger businesses had taken it, and small businesses didn't qualify. So now I completely agree with you. I'm not a fan of all of these policies, but this is something that it seems like they're trying to fix. So it doesn't matter what kind of business you have. If you have less than 20 employees, you're an independent contractor, a painter, roofer, a sole proprietor, it could be a maid service. It doesn't matter what you do. If you have a small business, now is a great time to apply. And I think that the biggest point here, I know small business owners, I'm a small business owner, we're independent people. We don't like to ask for help when we don't have to. But this isn't a government-funded program, as you know they always like to say, especially in the mainstream media, government-funded program here. It's a taxpayer-funded program. So this is your money. And so remember that if you need to go apply for this. It's exactly what the big banks have been doing since 2008. Big corporations have been doing it for years. So just if you have less than 20 employees, you got 13 days now because it opened today to do this. Go through your bank. It has to be the bank that you work with in order to apply. And, I would encourage everybody who has a small business to look into this.
And, yeah, I agree with you. We're talking to Tyler Harish, Kip's son, who is now a partner at VRAinsider.com. And you know from listening to Tyler, he's a chip off the old block, super bright guy. So, Tyler, welcome aboard. It's good to have another member of the family as a regular on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. I agree with you. I'm Mr. Conservative Republican, but I notice I always say to people, I've never taken a dime from government in my entire life except for student loans, and I repaid those in full. There isn't anything wrong with if they're offering student loans and you go to college, why shouldn't you take them? You pay into the system. Your mom and dad paid into the system. Why shouldn't every parent get a student loan for their kid? I say the same thing about these PPP loans. Absolutely. I've never taken one dime of welfare in my life, never taken a food stamp in my life, never gotten a dime from government other than a student loan, and I repaid that 100%, and my parents repaid that with me 100% in full, you know, 30 years ago. So why shouldn't, if the government's offering taxpayer money to taxpayers like me and small business owners, why shouldn't we, as small business owners and independent contractors and sole proprietors, grab a piece of the money, of the pie that's out there? Absolutely.
Exactly. If we've been paying into the system, and after what, you know, this was essentially a man-made crisis with government-enforced lockdowns, so why shouldn't people who need it apply for this help? And I don't want to speculate too much on this, but if you remember the last round of PPP loans, a lot of those turned into grants afterwards, so you didn't even have to pay them back. So if you use it to keep employees on or even to pay independent contractors or certain expenses as well, this could turn into a grant as well. So go into it with the mindset of paying it back if you need it, but it could happen the very same way where it turns into a grant.
There you go. I've never taken anything from government in my life, and certainly as a businessman, I've never taken anything. So now we get away from the college student loan. Never taken anything in my life from government. If they're handing money out, why would you let everybody else take it and you don't? Everyone listening right now should go apply for a PPP loan. Good job, Tyler. As far as the stimulus, one thing that your dad, Kip, has always talked about, and you, Tyler, have talked about as well to me, is all this money, all this stimulus money, this multi-trillion dollar stimulus package, is going to get dumped into the system. It's going to get dumped into the economic system. It's going to get dumped onto Wall Street. And that's the type of thing that makes Wall Street fly. This money's going to wind up in the hands of all the public companies, right?
Exactly. It's a liquidity-driven bull market, and there's two things that drive markets. It's liquidity and corporate earnings. So these stimulus bills are only going to raise both of those things. And now, I mean, we've already heard a lot about the $1.9 trillion plan that is about to be voted on, is still going through the process right now, but they're already proposing two more plans, another $3 trillion for an infrastructure bill. We've heard that one a few times before, so we'll see about it. But then another $3 trillion for the Green New Deal as well. So there is so much money coming into the system. And yes, there are all the concerns about what is this going to do in the long term. But something that Kip and I have been talking about for years, and I know he's talked to you about it as well, is that right now, when you look at debt to GDP ratios, here, and especially here in the United States compared to China, compared to Japan. Maybe we don't have enough debt yet. And like I said, I know that might sound a little bit backwards, and the chickens will eventually come home to roost. But in the meantime, it's going to be a massive liquidity-driven bull market until that day comes. And we think we're still in the early innings of it.
All right, so last question before we hit to break for Tyler Herridge of VRAinsider.com. And remember, you're getting the offer of 2 weeks free of VRA Insider, so you can check it out for yourself. But after the pause we saw in the markets earlier this week, do you think the pullback is over?
That's how we see it here. Our markets going into this week and the end of last week, we're at extreme overbought levels on our VRA momentum oscillators. And overbought conditions like that are a great time for a little bit of a pause. But like we just talked about, with this much liquidity in the system, it makes it difficult for the market to have any really meaningful correction that pulls it back a lot. And then today, we got the Dow Jones at new all-time highs. We saw the financial sector hit new all-time highs, industrials, and then the energy sector as well, hitting its highest levels since the coronavirus insanity of last year. So, new highs.
Hey, Tyler, we're running, buddy. We're up against the break. He's a chip off the old block. He's like Wayne Root and Kip. He never stops talking. Tyler Herridge, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything.
Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. The Root's on fire. Hey, when we talk about COVID, I just saw an article that is so telling. Well, actually, let me get into my own theory about COVID before I get to this one. You know what the proof is that this is the most over-exaggerated response in the world? Do you realize that they banned all sports for like 2 months? March and April, and then they came back like in June. So maybe it's 3 months. Maybe it's 4 months. I don't think sports started again until July. I think they played an abbreviated baseball season starting in July, and basketball in July, and hockey in July. So, and then football started in September. So there was no sports for months and months and months. And when they finally play sports, do you realize nobody died? Nobody got very sick. Several players got COVID. Okay, don't players get the flu? Since the beginning of time, you mean players never got the flu? Players always get the flu. Nobody ever said they got to be tested again and again and again and again. If you have one cell in your nose, you got to sit out for 3 weeks. I mean, the whole thing's ridiculous. But if COVID was really as bad as they claim, wouldn't there have been some athletes who died? Remember, athletes sat out the season in the NFL. And I think a couple in the NBA, too, sat out the season. Oh, my God, it's so incredible. I'm not putting my life on the line. And they wouldn't even play. And so there's your barometer right there. We played a whole, now, a second season of NBA is underway. Second season of hockey is underway. Soon we're going to start spring training, a second season of baseball. And we played a long football season. College and pro. And not only did almost no one get sick, but nobody was hospitalized and nobody died. So it's just the flu. So when Wainwright says it's the flu, but it's very contagious and it's bad for old people, liberals get so mad at me. Really? Isn't that the proof right there? But I'll give you even better proof than I think the proof is baseball, football, basketball, and hockey. The proof of everything I said from the beginning. COVID is bad. If you're very old and very sick, but for normal, healthy people, like baseball players, basketball players, football players, and hockey players, it's the flu. You're going to be fine. And the survival rate for everyone, even including the old people that are dying, the survival rate is like 99.8%. But this is really interesting, too. In light of everything our officials have taught us about how the virus spreads, it defies reality that Florida, a fully open and popular travel destination with one of the oldest populations in the country, currently has lower hospitalizations and deaths than California, a state with much heavier restrictions and one of the youngest populations in the country. While it's true that overall California does slightly better than Florida in deaths per million, simply accounting for California's younger population tips the scale in Florida's favor by a mile. Florida has zero restrictions on bars, breweries, indoor dining, gyms, places of worship. This is all zero. Gathering sizes and almost all schools are offering in-person instruction. California retains heavy restrictions in all of these areas, and nobody's going to school. At the very least, Florida's hospitalizations and deaths per million should be far worse than California's. Those who predicted death and destruction as a consequence of Florida's September reopening simply cannot see the results as anything other than utterly remarkable. Even White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt, much to the establishment's embarrassment, had no explanation for Florida's success relative to California. Slavitt was reduced to parroting establishment talking points after admitting that Florida's surprisingly great numbers are just, a little beyond our explanation. But wait, it gets better. Here's another one. I laughed. Oh, everything's going to get so bad after Thanksgiving and Christmas. And how about this one? Alabama. The media said after Alabama won the national championship and thousands of maskless fans took to the streets to celebrate their team winning the national college football title, they said this is going to be the ultimate super spreader event. Fan-sided, among others, I don't know what that is, fansided.com, I guess, was quick to label the large celebration as a super spreader event, and health officials were worried the Alabama super spreader was going to result in a huge case spike. Guess what happened? Cases plummeted after Alabama won the national championship. And everybody got together and hugged and shared spit and had sex. And everybody was there without masks. And they plummeted. Nobody was sick. Nobody was hospitalized. Nobody died. Plummeted after the super spreader event. And they continue to plummet to this day. If that wasn't enough, Mississippi, Alabama's next-door neighbor, followed an identical case pattern despite hosting no super spreader events. Of course, you know, Mississippi never makes it to any national championship. Mississippi and Mississippi State, they're perennial losers. Alabama, perennial winner. So the whole thing is ridiculous. How about Las Vegas? Don't you know everyone I know had a Super Bowl party? I went to 4 Super Bowl parties. Everybody had a Super Bowl party. Nobody wore a mask. None of us were. We laugh at this stuff. And I don't know anybody who got sick. Oh, wait, I got another one. It's not even the athletes didn't get sick. Let me give you another one. Do you realize they didn't want to let any fans in the stands in Las Vegas with our Marxist idiot governor, Sisolak, didn't let one fan in the stands the entire season for his beloved new Las Vegas Raiders in their opening inaugural season? No fans. But around the country, they let fans in. There is, in the entire America, I think I read this like 6 people who got sick that they could absolutely trace came from attending a football game after an entire season. 20 weeks, thousands of people allowed at Kansas City games, Dallas Cowboy games, thousands of people at the games. 6 people in all of America or so got sick. That's the only 6. Nobody got sick from being in a football game around each other. None of the athletes got sick. None of the fans got sick. No one got sick after the Alabama football game. National championship. And nobody's sick in Florida compared to California and New York and New Jersey and Illinois and Michigan. You've been scammed.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.